What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bo's an excellent hockey player that can help our team win. You know, I've maintained same position that if there's a deal out there that makes sense for us that we think is going to improve our roster, we're open to it. If there's not, you know, we're not in a situation where we're looking to move them out or looking to move them for future.
Kevin Adams today on Bo Byram. So, as we talked about with Paul Hamilton, not officially is business closed for the summer. But, you know, this was the press conference. If it was even that. The media availability
right.
That comes when, you know, most of your action has been completed, quote action.
Yeah.
So for now, Byram is here.
Smart of them not to stream it or anything.
Yeah, I saw some people complaining about that.
I really mean it. I think making it harder for us to see him and hear him talking is called for.
Is good?
Yeah.
Smart?
Yeah.
That should never be the case.
I know. It's like a tennis racket size backhand compliment. But I didn't mind. I heard what I needed to hear, and I don't know. I was looking for it. It was a good pocket of the day for me. I'm like, oh, 10:30. I'm scrolling. Where is he? Where's the Sabres account with here's Kevin Adams? Like, didn't do it. So
what happens now? I mean, assuming, which I will want to do, I'm choosing to do, that there's no trade waiting for us here with Byram. What then? He gets a contract this summer from them? Do they go to September? Is there arbitration?
There is arbitration, and he, I would think, would surely choose that. So that could be where we end up. There's a decision there, and the Sabres abide. Just spraying to mind here, sitting here now, like it's, you know, day three or four or whatever. It's been a week since Paterka got traded. He got traded Wednesday overnight into Thursday last week, right? And so these are both restricted free agents, different years away. Byram's 2 years away from UFA, and Paterka was, I think, 4 years away from UFA. Why are the situations being handled as differently as they are, right? Why were they so ready to trade him? And please don't tell me it's the return. The return is good. I like the players, but they didn't kill it. It was not a deal that you couldn't turn down, I don't think. I think that's fair. You can like the players they got and still think they left something out there in making that choice. And, you know, I wouldn't say I assumed, but the caveat to liking the deal, or at least liking the players, not liking the deal, but liking the players, living with the deal because you like the players, is I'm going to do something with Byram that's going to help me supplement what I'm losing by trading Paterka. But they're both in the same situation. Byram, I think it's pretty clear, doesn't want to commit long-term here. And that was the story on Paterka. And I don't know, they took, I don't want to say they took the first deal that crossed their face for Paterka, but
maybe
they played hardball. They're playing hardball with Byram, and they facilitated Paterka. And I'm not sure I really, maybe there's such an obvious reason why.
Well, there can be a couple things. And I feel like because it's the Sabres, I want to mention them. One is feelings, right? One is, and that's the real world, but I think maybe the Sabres can overreact to that because of their defensive posture. And if Paterka was just like more serious through his agent about what he thought of his future, then the Sabres might have felt like that they had felt more pressure to do something mm-hmm. with him. Like Paul always says with Byram, again, it's in his article again about how just he says the right things about playing for the Sabres, and there's no sense that, you know, he's upset per se. That as far as I know, mm-hmm. sure might be that. There's always the owner. Who knows who he likes? I mean, sometimes
I thought the story was he loved Paterka.
Well,
so that I'm not.
Yeah, maybe. But because what happened with Paterka, wasn't it that a story came out that he had given permission to trade him? Before Paterka was traded, there was a report that Pegula said it was okay.
Yeah.
Which, like, why would you need that?
Right.
In a normal organization, why would there ever even need to be that? Who is Paterka?
Man.
He's a good young player, yeah. but he's not Wayne Gretzky. Like,
right.
The top dogs, I guess the owner would probably have to have the say, but him? Does that mean everybody gets this? Maybe. Yeah. It might. So those are a couple of possible theories.
I just think I don't mind Byram here with Dahlin. I think that can be that's a very effective pair. You know, if something happens to Dahlin and he's got to carry a pair, you're probably in real trouble. And Dahlin, no matter who his partner is, you're in real trouble if you lose Dahlin. So, like, that's, you know, it's not Josh Allen, but it's maybe as close as the Sabres have. He's an elite player at an important position, playing almost half the game, all the special teams, all the stuff, captain. All right, something happens, you're in real trouble. All right, but I think Byram, a partner for Dahlin, should be an easier thing to replace than a 30-goal, 23-year-old player. Do I need it? Should I back up and not give him credit for something he hasn't done yet? He had 27 goals and 28 goals the last 2 years. Okay, close enough. That's the harder piece to find, I think. Like, someone who's capable, reasonably so, should be able to function with Dahlin as his partner and not get you in trouble. At least. I think you're hoping for a lot better than that if Byram's his partner, but still, all the same, the harder piece to find is Paterka, and yet that's the piece they took an underwhelming return for, and they're over here like, Byram, you got to offer me Connor McDavid or I'm not talking, or something. Like, I don't know. I don't really get it. And he was the owner's guy. So it probably is just emotional and it's noise. That, you know, Paterka, the agent, there was going to be maybe turbulence here. I mentioned with Paul a little while ago how you haven't heard anything from really Byram or his representation through this whole process. And, you know, it makes me sort of trust that they are maybe more agreeable, and maybe that's all there is to it. But I don't know, man. The Paterka deal is going to look worse and worse the longer we go into the summer without some influx of some sort of scorer coming. And I don't know, we're a week or so, not even, we're past the 4th of July weekend. We're next Monday, we're at, well, Jeff Skinner got traded here in August. Like, that's where we're going to be.
Just
in a few days, we're going to be at, well, and I don't know, man. It's just, I'm starting to feel like a chump again for, like, oh, well, I like Kesselring, and I like Josh Doan, and, you know, I don't know. And then yesterday happens, and this kid Danforth may be taking Doan's spot in the lineup as it is.
Yeah, if it gets to a point where he's not on the ice, they'll waive him. They're not going to have him sit upstairs at his contract.
Danforth, so, yeah, right.
I agree with the overall point. Paterka is more valuable. I think they might have been surprised and disappointed that Byram was not a hotter option in the market, and that's on them.
Yeah.
That's the Sabres have a long history of these kind of misjudgments, if that's what happened. It's happened many times before. I just think, and you've heard me say it, my angle when it comes to Byram is if you're intending at all to sort of bank on him with Dahlin, I just think you're doing it wrong. He's too much of an asset for that because, I mean, I don't mean this literally. You could pay somebody 50 cents to play with Dahlin. Like, that's not – it's just bad asset management. It's bad valuation if you're prioritizing Dahlin's partner. And if the guy you want to put there and invest in, you're doing so because he, you know, brings up Dahlin, whatever that is. Like, that's just, to me, upside down. I think what you'd want to do is invest in defensemen that can, you know, be like Dahlin is, not quite to that extreme, but somebody who can carry it. And what you do with the rest, invest in your forwards, and then you piecemeal defense, and you piecemeal the fourth line for your favorite guys, youth, money, whatever mm-hmm. that is. But I'd never want to invest in a player to play with Dahlin because I just think there's no reason to do that. And that's what has scared me about Byram from – not when he was traded, I didn't have enough of a feeling for him right away, but by the beginning of last season, that is what scared me. And the Sabres got, they should have gotten their answer when they split them up. Because Byram went into the tank when Dahlin and he broke up. So that's the ball game. And I talked to Chad DeDominicis one day around that time, around the deadline. Like, I don't know, couldn't you move him now? Did you want to show your cards? The organization and or any organization might have an opinion about a guy, and let's see if we're right, and you don't break the players up, you don't show the world what that's going to look like, and you move them before it comes to anything. Like, you could have done that. But instead, the Sabres maybe wanted to see for themselves, which isn't on its own so bad, and now it's the how many off seasons in a row where it feels like they're stuck. I mean, this is really kind of always what happens in some way with some player, is you get to the day where it's all kind of, the dust is settled.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And wait a minute, what about the one thing that we all kind of thought was the obvious thing to do? Why didn't that get done? And that can be ownership, that could be money, right. That's almost the same, and that can be just mis-evaluating interest in your player.
The other facet of the timing of the trades, the Paterka going before Byram, like we talked with Paul in the 4 o'clock hour, it was 3:30 even, that they're leaving this cap space for like break glass in case of emergency in the form of an offer sheet.
Oh.
So cuz we don't, you know. And look, I get that. Like if you're stuck with this asset, right? And don't want to lose them for draft picks. I respect that. Like where you're at right now on your timeline, selling that. Like, oh yeah, we let Philadelphia take them, and but we got a first, a second, and a third, or something. Like, oh, I mean, throw up in my mouth.
Oh, I would so do it.
But the timing of the deals like left you exposed to Byram and the offer sheet. You got to keep this money. It gives them an excuse to park $12 million for now over here. And we'll see. They're going to spend some of it. You know, Timmons will get a contract, and Levi will get a contract, although it might not be on the books for the NHL team. And there's another guy, I think, that I'm forgetting that still needs an RFA deal. But anyway, they'll spend some of it. But mostly it's their excuse to not spend all their money this time around is, well, we had to protect against Byram.
Well, that's like lose-lose then, because matching an offer sheet to him would just be catastrophic, I think. Like, because then you're talking about how many millions and years for a guy that's just not that good. And I know it's draft picks, but I would snap call, take him. And now Adams has already said they definitely right. wouldn't do that, which is another kind of like back on defense.
Which sort of tells you, I think, it depends on how badly Byram really doesn't want to be here long term, but I think the chances of an offer sheet coming are pretty low. And a team could want to do it, but Byram and his agent got to agree to it. And if they think they've got a gun to their head that says you signed for 7 years somewhere else, guess what? You're a Buffalo Sabre for life. He's not signing an offer sheet.
I don't know. That might be right. I think that could go either way. I don't know. It goes back to the thing we don't know, which is how he feels about playing for the Sabres. You know, he doesn't have to hate it. It's set for life money, and he's not getting that here, maybe. So,
and there's no playoff pressure.
Not yet. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after this timeout here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.